A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. In order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord. The opening words of today's first reading captured my attention. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Perhaps it's because as I've been reflecting on this reading, my local community has been sharing our stories of how we came to the Dominican family. Though our backgrounds are quite varied, there are commonalities to our call. Each one of us tried desperately to ignore it, running away from it as we tried different careers or studies. Some of us were fearful of it, wondering what God would ask of us if we said yes. None of us felt worthy of it, only too well aware of our weaknesses and our lack of holiness. In the words of St. Paul, not many of us were wise, powerful, or noble. How or why would God even consider calling us to religious life, knowing who we were and what we were capable of doing? Incorrectly believing that God would only want the saints among us, we have a tendency to forget that most of the saints the Church holds up as models of faith, and even the saints in our own lives whom we hold up as models, they were not always enthusiastic in their fervor for God. Like us, many tried to disregard God's summons. Many were fearful. Several didn't even believe in God and had to be converted. Today, the Church offers us the example of St. Augustine, the one whose theology continues to influence us today, the one who is regarded as the doctor of grace, the one who is Bishop of Hippo. But do we recall that he was also the one who abandoned the Christian faith of his childhood, who lived a rather hedonistic lifestyle before his conversion, who fathered a child out of wedlock? Despite what we would consider to be less than holy tendencies, Augustine opened his heart and discovered the life, the love he'd been searching for, and who became the center of his life, as is evidenced in his popular prayer. Late have I loved you, O beauty, ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you. You were within me, but I was outside, and it was there that I searched for you. In my unloveliness, I plunged into the lovely things which you created. You were with me, but I was not with you. You called, you shouted, and you broke through my deafness. You flashed, you shone, and you dispelled my blindness. You breathed your fragrance on me. I drew in breath, and now I pant for you. I have tasted you. Now I hunger and thirst for more. You touched me, and I burned for your peace. This prayer reflects what the members of my local community eventually realized as we considered our call. Each of us came to an awareness that to focus on our unworthiness was to diminish the awesome wonder and desire of God's love for us and God's Spirit at work in and through us. Though there were aspects of our lives that didn't quite witness a faithful discipleship, and admittedly, there are still those moments, our yes to the call of God was a response to who we could be with God's mercy and grace. Our daily yes is our desire to become the person God continues to create us to be. whether single, married, or vowed, we're all invited to this relationship with God. So consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Do we have what it takes to respond to the Lord when beckoned? Warts and wounds, beauty and blessings, these are the fabric of our lives. And God desires it all. Our yes allows God to draw forth that which we are truly capable of. May God, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion.